Good afternoon. This is Blair from Conversations with Blair. And today's topic is choosing our next president, which I think should be important to everyone. I know that there are people that are opting out from even participating in elections or listening to politicians. And frankly, I don't blame you. However, if we're going to be dissatisfied with what's going on in our country, we need to participate. You can't just go, I don't like this, I don't like that. Well, let's offer some solutions. To call into the program, the number is 646-929-0789. I'd love to hear from somebody. Again, the number is 646-929-0789. It used to be that you could not be divorced and hold a political seat because that was considered political suicide. Well, guess again, folks, because you can. President Ronald Reagan was out of the entertainment industry. He was divorced and remarried, and he made a very good president. We have gone downhill in the caliber of people that we're electing for Congress. I know that there are good people out there, but considering the amount of invasion of privacy that these candidates go through, I don't blame people for not wanting to put themselves and their family under scrutiny. Okay? What should be important is, can they do the job? Do they have the character, and are they willing to stand up and fight for this country? We need a good CEO for this country. And frankly, the people that we've elected in recent times would not qualify as good CEOs. And a CEO, we don't look at their marital status. We don't look at anything other than their performance. If they perform well, have a good grasp of the big picture, and know how to utilize resources, that's what we want. And somebody to restore the luster of this country. We need somebody who has strong character and is not somebody that kowtows to everybody. You know where the history of political favors came from is originally in the Lincoln White House. And it was Mrs. Lincoln who opened the floodgate. She started selling political favors. And when her husband discovered what she was doing, he was horrified. However, he was good about keeping his distance from a lot of those things. And I think he probably reprimanded Mrs. Lincoln. If you have something to share with me about this topic, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. We can't just roll over and play dead and let people who are puppets become politicians who eventually become our president. Our president should be above the fray, and he needs to have a strong enough backbone that he can perform his job diligently and with the support of the country. It's been a long time, and I know that the presidents we've had, some of them have been really good, but they weren't capable in all areas of the job. CEOs have to be capable of understanding every aspect of their job and what they're expected to do. And if they can't do it themselves, they surround themselves with a good people who they put in the cabinet to give advice. Okay? We need people that cannot be bought. We need people who will tell the American people the truth. We may not want to hear the truth, but we need the truth. we can't deal with the stories because they keep changing, number one. Number two, that means it's harder to identify the truth. And if you don't have the truth, we don't know how to go forward. If you feel like you have an offer of solution or a way to get people to participate in our election process, please speak up. Let us be heard. My number is 646-929-0789. People really still believe in this country, and they believe in our flag, and they enjoy a level of prosperity that is not felt in many corners of the world. Even our poor, of which I know well, can benefit from a lot of the programs we have, as long as they're not abused. These programs that are put in place to support poor are meant to be assistance, not to be a commodity to be traded on. That's enough. That's all I'll say about that. But we do need a good CEO. And to me, I don't care whether it's a man or a woman. If they can get the job done, they deserve the position. And we need to go to the polls and vote. It is very important to vote. My mother used to say, if you don't vote, your vote goes to the person you'd least likely to see in office. I will have to say, in the last election, I did not vote. And it was because I felt it was a choice of bad or worse. And I couldn't make a decision. I am ashamed to say that. I am a registered voter, and I will vote in the upcoming election because I do want my voice to be heard. I am not going to abdicate my responsibility anymore. My phone number here is 646-929-0789. I hope that everybody who intends to listen to this broadcast or picks it out of the archives will understand that I take this very seriously, that there are many talented people out there. We've shown that from our scientists to some of our politicians to people in industry. We have some very talented people. Now, for personal reasons, they may not want to get involved in the position of being elected for the president. It's a tough job. I wouldn't want it. And if you've looked at the pictures of presidents at the beginning of their term, they look bright, shiny, and new. And as things go on, they become grayer and grayer. The responsibility of stewarding the United States is very difficult. And we have to pull together and support and participate in what is being done in this country. You can't be a person who sits back and sits in an armchair and complains about things that are not right if you're not willing to participate in a solution or an offer of solution. We have to get our act together and speak up. Offer an alternative. Get involved. I don't care if getting involved just means having a conversation with your neighbor and talking about positive changes or things that you would do instead of, because it's like dropping a pebble in the water and the ripples will have an effect. What I'm doing here is hopefully having an effect, especially for the people that listen to me. I'm not speaking pro-choice, I'm not speaking pro-liberal, I'm not speaking anything. What I'm saying is that if you have an opinion and you're willing to stand up and back that opinion, go for it. Don't let your voice go unheard. We have to get together and speak up and do something to change the course of our direction, especially if you don't like what's happening. If you just want to sit back and let things go, they're going to deteriorate even more. There are many people out there that believe in conspiracies, that believe we were dragged into this war by a conspiracy. They believe that what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East is all a conspiracy. During World War II, it was believed that the Rothschilds promoted the war so that they could make money. I don't know. Okay, if they did, it was a terrible human cost. It cost people their lives. If it was really just somebody wanting to make money. And to me, this is the crux of the problem. I don't want somebody who can be bought. I want somebody who has an opinion and sticks by it, come hell or high water. I don't like people whose opinion can be purchased, whose character can be dirtied by being bought. We need people who cannot be bought. That means you've got to have character. And character, a lot of times, is very painful. I think for people who are very religious, they can point to their Bible or the Quran or whatever, and the people that had character were punished. Punished by their people, by their government, whatever. Because to stand up against the tide takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of strength. And I want to be a person who can't be bought. But I got news for you. I'm not running for public office. Just not. I couldn't handle the strain. But I know that there are people out there that can and should speak up, that they should let their voices be heard. And if they know of somebody that would make a good candidate or make a good CEO for the United States, let's put them up there. But let's get the media and everybody to back off and let these people stand on their own merit. Don't try to sling mud at them. Don't try to bang up past boo-boos, okay? That doesn't do anybody any good. We need to fight fair with the people that we want to be governing us. That means if they're trying to make a clean slate, they've done terrible things, but they know how to fix the problem, let's give them a chance. Let's let them speak up and offer solutions. We may not like the solutions. They may be uncomfortable. I don't care. If there's solutions that in the long run will benefit us, we need to listen. And we need to learn how to turn this ship around. And believe me, the United States is a huge ship. So making changes isn't going to happen overnight. Let's let America be the best it can be. With yours and my effort, let's not abdicate our responsibilities to this great country. Let's look for the best CEO we can find who can stand up to the rest of the world and correct whatever problems we have internally and stand for something that other people can respect. We need to have that respect, because with that respect comes the ability to make change. Without respect, who cares? Nobody listens, nobody will make the effort to change. We have to get back basics. And I really hope that whoever is listening will appreciate that. Thank you.